This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No! I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet TF lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. We're all back in studio. Sip is back from a wonderful trip to Croatia, aka State College. Got back at what, 6 o'clock yesterday?
State College. Yeah.
Happy Valley, not so Happy Valley for Nebraska.
Bill was on the road too.
Yesterday.
Can we say that? You were in Kansas City.
Kansas City.
To the Chiefs game?
To see the Chiefs game. We could do an hour and 40.
Well, we could do that.
We could do an hour and 40 on that. We can't. We got Husker basketball to cover.
We got football.
Husker basketball.
There are some winning things for Nebraska people like to talk about when they're actually good at something.
Seth. We have photos of Seth.
And neighbor Jim.
out. While Jake and Seth were in drinking beers, neighbor Jim was out picking up leaves.
I didn't ask him to do that.
But
did
what a service.
And Jake didn't go really out and acknowledge. He just took the picture from the window.
I went out after and said, thank you, Jim. Yeah. But at the time, I said, if you want to do the yard, absolutely, go for it.
Yeah.
I had just done it earlier in the day, though. The leaves are, in our area, they're not all the way off. It's very annoying. I've had to mow like six times in the last week. Bagging up leaves, because it's just like every day is
not what I expect.
Another batch of leaves falling down.
Mowed six times in a week.
Basically,
I didn't see that one coming.
Because of the leaves are everywhere. Like, it's sad. You get done mowing, and it's like an hour later. Well, did you even mow at all?
And just real very simple. Send out Jim. Elizabeth says, just call Jim.
Just call Jim.
He'll get out there. He looks sweet though on that mower.
Yeah, he's got a three bagger. He had three bags in it, I think.
Yeah,
bagger. He just comes over.
Hey, didn't ask me. I hear a mower outside. That's neighbor Jim's in the yard
so great.
Mowing.
Him and Seth are in drinking beers.
What's that sound?
Is this just because he has a rider and he wants to use it?
Well, I saw he did a couple neighbors also. Like he swept the streets of the leaves also and bagged those. Like he's just a very friendly man.
This is his go time.
Yeah. Oh, he's busy.
Yeah. This is his go time.
Wow. Expects no compensation.
No. Thank you. I think all he wants is a thank you, basically, and to mention his name on the air sometimes. Okay. He doesn't say that part, but he does listen to the show.
Good job, Jim.
So thank you, neighbor Jim, for once again helping out with the leave situation at the house.
Good job by Jim.
Yes.
Three times? You mowed your... Six times.
Six times.
About that.
Your shirt has a lot of buttons.
We're different.
It's a lot of buttons.
We're different than I just let the leaves go. I'm fine with the leaves.
They got to get picked up eventually.
You got to get picked up, Steve. Yeah. Jake's right.
Maybe
on
one
this
pass.
Because once they get so here's the problem with the leaves is what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When also they get wet and matted down and they're there for the whole winter, not a good deal.
No.
Not a good next deal. Spring, you're looking at a problem. You got a major problem.
It's okay to mulch it maybe the last time, but you don't want a bunch of leaves out there. Maybe Sophie can do it for you, or Sophia.
Yes.
Is it Sophia or Sophie? Your neighbor.
Sophie, I think.
Sophia.
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 Yeah.
You could do
it.
Yeah,
the leaves are a big deal, both houses I got. It's a problem.
Yeah, a lot of houses. That's when you also know you're making money right there. You have a lot of houses.
There's a lot of mud, too, over there. You guys don't have to deal with that. But
Yeah, it's got a lot of buttons.
I don't
like
know why
it.
I wore this shirt today.
It's kind of fancy.
Are we supposed to get rain today? Is that the deal?
I don't think today. I saw some snow this weekend.
I saw rain today.
Is it rain?
Did you see some rain?
Supposed to be some rain today. We got high school football games.
Oh, we do. Yes, we got. By the way, all three games on the ticket today: Class D1, D2, and Class B also
B,
today.
Yes,
that's the night cap. Swim. Nick Sander and Jay Former on the call for all those games. 10:15, 2:45, and 7:15. The game times today.
Are we going? Are you guys going?
I will not be in attendance. I will watch.
Should go today because Crofton, where Liz is from, plays at 10:15. I could support.
You're not going to see Crofton play?
I have something going on.
That's crazy talk.
You love this. You know, we love how Missing Tooth Greg's. I actually have a dentist appointment this morning.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. I'll
send a picture.
The best part is that Greg goes on days they're not open and at times are not open.
7 a.m. He's at the dentist
it's
somehow.
Sunday,
it's don't do this.
Sunday at noon, I got to go. And then what time I got to be there? Well, I got to be there Friday at 6 a.m.
He's listening.
I know.
Morning, Greg. How's the dentist?
Yes.
So you got a dentist appointment.
You do. First time in like a couple of years. It was 40-some years for you. This is just 2 years for me, I think, for the dentist. I'm not going 40 years without the dentist. But somehow you did it fine without cavities or any sort of issues.
No cavities.
Well done.
Well done.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Okay, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. Now, what about the Chiefs?
Let's talk NFL. Let's talk NFL.
The Chiefs won. One
in overtime with 2 minutes to go. The clock wasn't a huge factor, but I will bring this up for a stat, which is amazing. It took the Chiefs down to 2 minutes to go in the overtime to win the game. The first down discrepancy, Chiefs 32, Colts 10.
Yep, that's right.
32-10, and it took them to 2 minutes to go in the game.
And they were down 20-9.
They're down 20-9 at one time. There was a turnover way deep early in the game. But, yeah, the setting for the Chiefs, you know, kudos to the Chiefs and everything about Arrowhead. When that goes away, we're driving home with Lauren Swigert, leading tackler at North
Lauren,
Park High.
Okay, so this is the
and
deal. Lauren.
Yes, Lauren Swigert. Lauren is, we go to an all-inclusive Founders Club. It's called the Founders Club. We have access to.
I don't think it's all-inclusive.
When you get inside.
I think only some certain people can go.
What's that? The all-inclusive is kind of what you have, like, when you go, like, to a resort in Cabo.
Everything's covered when you get there.
Yeah, when you get in.
Not everyone's invited, but when you're in there, everything's covered.
Same thing. You have to.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm sorry.
And so you get everything is just, it's just whatever you want. Drinks, food, buffet lines, you name it. It was just incredible. But a couple odd things happened.
Okay.
Swigert gets us invited into we meet some Colts fans, and they're driving probably a $3 million bus. First I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. Taylor Swift's bus is here. That's what I thought it was. But Swigert got us invited onto the bus. Colts fans. They were the nicest people in the world. We're talking to him, and Swigert's drifting off, and all of a sudden, he's in their bedroom. He's in the back bedroom, and then he used the bathroom. He used the bathroom in the bus. He used their personal bathroom, and he's like, you don't mind if I use your bathroom, do you?
Too late.
He's like, okay, that was a questionable decision, but they were fine with it. They were absolutely fine with it, and then the whole day was just remarkable. We were whisked around. Because we had access to this Founders Club, so we're in and out
The Founders Club. So where is it?
You go back up at halftime. It's like on the concourse level, and so you go down to your seats, and we're sitting in the second row. And so I got a chance to talk to my good friend Coach Mason. He's a special teams coach for the Colts. So before the game, I went down.
Oh, very nice.
Went down.
What's his first name?
With him. I'm drawing a blank on it real quick.
Was he the coach at Vandy?
No, not
Derek Mason.
No, it's not Derek Mason. No, it's not the head coach at Vandy. No.
So when former head coach.
Yeah.
It's not Derek Mason.
Yeah.
Brian Mason.
Brian.
His name is Brian Mason.
Yes. But so great coach dude. Mason. Went down and talked to him. And so that was great. But where the odd thing came up was where we almost got thrown out of the Founders Club.
Uh-oh.
We didn't hear about this.
That was the part that got interesting was at the very end of the deal. We're back up there after the game. We're all sitting around at the table and having a beverage. And it was awesome. And this lady comes by and she has this unbelievable outfit on and an apron. And she's got this platter of donuts that she brings around to each table. So I'm like kind of looking around at that. And me and Laura split the best donut I've ever had in my life. It was an old-fashioned with chocolate on it, which I've never had an old-fashioned, which is always the donut I get. with chocolate on it like that. And there's this giant maple donut. That like kind of the Long John looking
like,
one.
I like maple.
Oh, it was a giant.
That's
like
the
that.
Best donut.
And this is where it all where this yeah. is where security got called on us.
Oh.
And so all of a sudden, so they bring him over, and Swigert had been eyeing this earlier. He's mentioned this maple donut, and they finally bring it to him. He reaches over, grabs the maple donut off to have it right there, tears it in half, and just puts the other half back on the platter.
What we do here at the station.
Yeah, put it back on the platter.
It all the time.
We're lucky we had some youth with us, and right away And the lady looks over, she tells us, she's getting ready to call for security to come over to have us ousted. And then finally someone at our table goes, I'll just take the other half. And I'm sorry. Her face was so taken back. When Swigert. He took it, ripped it in half, started to eat it, and then put the other half just back on the platter.
Did he forget where he was at for a second?
Now, we do that here
right,
all the time.
At the station. That's the common station, practice here.
This is on a platter. That's like a box of donuts. And no one, Missing Tooth Greg,
had a football game.
Or anyone's fine with that. And plus, Sipple only eats his in halves.
Or quarters.
In increments, yeah. He's going to eat... We know he's going to eat the whole thing.
Yes.
He's just going to tear it in half and then eat the rest of it.
It's in time.
Swigert. Yeah.
But
some
we did not.
Breaches. He had some breaches.
Breaches right there. But still, wow. But what a host he is. I'm telling you.
Because you told us, I think a year ago, that it took extreme measures for you to even entertain going to an NFL game. And he said, I'm going to walk you through this. We got all these things covered. You're going to ask questions.
That's what he did.
Same thing this time.
Oh, yeah. He drove. We had to meet him in the parking lot at Walmart.
Okay. And so here's the itinerary.
We met South Walmart. He drove. We already had coffee. We stopped down on the way and got some more coffee. But he drove. We parked within, I don't know, 20 seconds of the stadium.
That's excellent.
We're parked by a $3 million bus. That tells you where the lot we're in.
How did you get so close?
So we get right in. So boom, right. And then we go into a club that's all inclusive. That everything. And then our seats are in the second row. And then you go back up and then we had to walk another. After we left the game, we had to walk 9 seconds to our car, get in our car, and drive home. And then dropped us off at South Walmart, and we drove home.
Wow.
That was the extent
of
the
money.
He's
obviously money.
Now, did you stick around post game? You went right after the game home.
Was that no? Right after the game, we sat there. That's when the donut situation happened.
Yeah,
and then we went back on the bus. We went back on the bus
yes.
again. And Swigert, all he said the entire game, he goes, I want to go back to the bus. I bet he said it 20 times.
Why?
I'd like to go
were,
back.
Were you in favor of this?
I was in favor of that, but I wasn't quite enthralled enough to go back.
I want to
go back to the bus. And then he comes back at halftime, and his eye, he had to go to the bathroom, and his eyes were this big. He goes, I saw the guys from the bus at the concession stand. And he was just, I mean.
Infatuation here.
And then, true story, we're walking to the bus, and I'm walking with me, his lovely wife, Nicole, who's a saint. And walking with Laura, and Swigert leaves us to get to the bus faster. He goes, I'm taking off. And he got to the bus ahead of us. And
what was this magic bus?
It was the magic bus.
It seems like it was magic.
It had a fireplace on it.
Whoa.
It was the nicest people ever. I got their number.
I think you sent us the video of that, Bill. Is that the bus?
That's the bus. I sent you guys a video of it.
Look at your chat. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a video of it.
It looked very nice.
But we're on, and these guys from the Colts were amazing. So they're like, hey, listen, you guys want to come out to the Indy 500? Come out. We'll take care of you. So we've exchanged phone numbers.
I want to go to the bus, Bill.
I'm going back to the bus.
All right.
And he left.
We kind of swiped.
He left us to get to the bus. But his hospitality. Call Lauren Swigert up if you want to go to a Chiefs game.
That's a bus.
It'll be the main.
You saw the video?
That's a
bus. Yeah,
it'll be the greatest. It'll be the greatest thing you've ever seen in your life.
I understand watching the video why he liked that bus so much. Yeah. That is beautiful.
That is a bus.
That is a incredible bus.
I don't know that. I think the most disbelief I had, though, was the maple donut thing. I was really, I was like, I looked, and it was shocking to me, and I thought we're going to get tossed out of there, but we didn't.
Were you shocked at what he did or the response to what he did from them? What were you more
blown away by? He tore apart a donut and put it back on the platter.
Yes. This is a football game, not the ticket studio.
We were in the Founders Lounge. When this happened,
that's probably frowned upon.
It was upscale now, very, very upscale.
I wonder how did you guys know these people on the bus?
We're just walking by. Swigert met him. Swigert made friends with
him.
Not a lot of people on
He
the
didn't
bus.
Know
no,
them.
No, all that was on there was us.
Yeah.
That was it.
Wow.
And these people.
Yeah, and I tell you what.
It was a huge party.
Yeah, they were the nicest people ever.
That is a strangely nice bus.
Yeah.
That was a fun day. Chiefs win 23-20 in overtime.
Yes.
Down 20-9. Fought back, got to OT, and they win. So 6-5, the Chiefs now.
6-5. So they would have been out of it?
Not out of it. They'd have been tough, very, very, very tough to get
five
back
and six.
It.
I think that's been
pretty much, you know, close to out. But the Chiefs also,
they had like 580 yards. They just went up and down. They had first and one at the one to win the game. Couldn't score.
Yep. Well, why? What happened?
Just couldn't get it. They ran the ball and then got tackled two and came passes. Had to kick it to tie it. Yeah. I don't know. I think the Colts had one first down in the second half.
They didn't. Yeah, I mean,
it
didn't
move the ball. That good?
They looked okay early on. Yeah, but they did absolutely nothing in the second half. You're right, nothing there at all. Yeah. Sip, you were in state college. You were in an Airbnb, which we received, I think, just one photo of, maybe the picture from the outside as well.
And the outside. Then we also had a picture of the bed and explained that to us. It looked like it had railings on it.
Didn't I send you a picture?
Yes, a picture. Yeah,
did I send you a picture of the house?
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
That's it, though. The house on the outside and the bed.
The bed was, it was all right. It was a day bed.
And it had a railing around it.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't perfect. But
it was like a crib.
I slept fine.
It looked like a crib. It looked like a crib. So how did it get assigned? Was it by height? Bed you took?
No. I kind of made a mistake. I just saw there's three bedrooms. Sean got the master bedroom, which was sweet. That was nice. It was he had the great setup because he had his own bathroom in there, in the master bedroom. Me and Rob shared a bedroom. I just saw
a bedroom or bathroom.
We shared a bathroom.
Bathroom, okay,
yeah,
different.
And I just saw the bed, and for some reason I was just like, I'll take this one. I didn't really size it up that much. The room was fine. I'm not, I don't really care that much. It wasn't perfect, but it was big enough for me. I think it would have been, for you guys, it would have been a close call. You would have been uncomfortable probably.
Did you like the neighborhood?
Take a little stroll through the hood.
It was fine. I mean, I got to be careful because I know there's some people that know that area.
Was it like you're in Greenwood?
Yeah, patchy. Yeah, it was on the end of it. It was interesting because it was on the end of a, you just drove down this street and all of a sudden there's some woods and it was not what I imagined. And then Sean was like, there it is. That's it. I'm like, okay, this is interesting.
It's our spot.
You're in the woods.
We're on the edge of the woods.
Yes.
I've never done that. We've never done that. I've never done that at the Journal Start, got an Airbnb, did it like that. You don't see anybody. There weren't that number. It didn't seem like there's that many Nebraska fans around anyway. But I never saw, come to think of it, I never saw anybody in the neighborhood for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Nobody home.
Nobody home.
There was nobody. I didn't see anybody. So, I don't know. It was, I liked it. It was fun.
So, would you do Airbnb again? Was it good enough experience to say, Sean, I would be okay if you did this again?
It's a business decision. I mean, if you got to think about it from Sean's point of view, right? If we have three rooms at $600 a piece for two nights,
that adds up
quite a bit. But this was $1,000 a night. I don't think he'd mind me saying that. Which
fine,
you do the math. It's a better deal. But I don't. You know, it was good. It was Airbnbs. I've never done one. You don't have to clean it up. They said don't make the bed so the people that clean it know that somebody slept in it. So don't make the bed. They just want you to take out the trash.
Simple.
And there was a couple other things they maybe wanted you to do. I don't know.
How far from the stadium?
It was a 25-minute walk.
Well, it's like, what, 2 miles?
Yeah, and you walk right by the paternal house. I was at this park, like right in practically their backyard. It was fast. That was interesting, but I didn't see anybody. They had cars at the paternal house, probably just game day stuff, family. Yeah. But yeah, it was, I don't know. It was good. The trip was fine. The stadium's obnoxiously big. It's just obnoxious.
How do you say that? Like, why?
It's just obnoxiously big. Like, it's kind of dumb.
If you when you go there, the one thing you say right away is what tell me about the stadium. Sometimes you paint like, well, it was incredible because it had this. All you say about Penn State, it's big.
Big.
That's it.
It's ugly.
It's metal.
It's big and ugly.
It's metal seats.
Yeah.
It's just kind of
horrendous.
Keep going. Come on.
Keep going.
What else do you feel about them? We know you love going to state college in general.
The place is obnoxious. The stadium's just obnoxious.
Like there was ample seating.
There were thousands of empty seats.
It looked like there was probably 40% empty or 60?
Yeah. Like no, 60, I'd 40. Say 30 to 40% MTF.
I mean, they were saying $1 tickets an hour before kickoff.
Yeah.
$1.
It was obnoxious. So, but the weather was beautiful. I will say that.
It looked like they said it was going to be cold. I'm watching the sidelines and the whole, beautiful. Watching everybody. Looked like it was great football
weather.
It was an incredible day. And it, on TV, those two uniforms look sweet. Nebraska, Penn State.
That's about how it looks sweet.
They look sweet.
I saw it from a great distance.
Yeah, you're a long ways away, aren't you?
Binoculars? Did you bring the binoculars?
I did bring to Doug. Thank you. I did. We used them in the post game, the pregame to, you know, we have to scurry and get the, you have to do your own road, what do you call it? Who's on the road roster? So you have to get the 74 guys. So you have to, you know, it's kind of a, it's not that easy to do, really. Although at this point, it's pretty much the same guys. But yeah, I used the binoculars for that. So thank you, Doug. Yeah,
Was there any food in the press box?
I hope so. What'd you have?
The food got bad reviews by a lot of people, not by me. I thought it was fine. There was plump hot dogs, very plump, and chicken strips. And the chicken strips were excellent. And then they brought homemade chocolate chip cookies, which was...
Probably by Sue Paterno.
Was it Sue Paterno? You probably made the cookies.
I've seldom had cookies that good, though. I mean, they were hot. They were hot, like your mom made them.
Remember when those cookies used to come out and you had to wait a little bit because they just came out? Hey,
everybody remembers.
You say, hey, don't just let them cool.
Yeah.
And you couldn't wait. No, you couldn't wait. You wouldn't wait. There's no chance.
Impossible.
And your mom just telling you, do not touch them. I'm leaving the house to get my hair done. Do not touch the cookies until they cool. Not a problem.
They put
one
them
foot
out
the door.
Yeah, they put them out there. They're still hot.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
So that was good. Everything was good. There's some things I can't share, but the
we sit off air. Get some off air.
Let's go on in the break, maybe.
Just stuff that gets said. I want to say that, like, cracks that Keith made that I can't, and unfortunately,
Keith Mann.
But anyway, it was good. It was a good trip. I hope to never go back there.
I don't think that's gonna,
I'd be fine if we never went back. It's probably
he hates it out there
oh
so
my
much.
God.
You have said you hate Penn State so much going making that trip.
There's just nothing. I don't get it.
What was the steakhouse?
It was Kelly's Steakhouse. It was good. I had sirloin. It was good. It was fine. It was nothing special. God, that sounds terrible.
You're honest, though. It's good.
Yeah, I have an old-fashioned. It was a B. The sirloin was, you know, it was like Applebee's.
Kelly's Steakhouse doesn't really ring home, does it? Want to go to Kelly's?
I feel terrible right now. I got to be. It was fine.
They don't care. You guys paid them and you're gone.
No. Okay. Listen, I just want to say on the record, Kelly's was fine. It was good. It was good.
What'd you do all day Saturday then?
I don't want to tell you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Just
leave that for the imagination. Then.
I can tell you. I it was fun actually. The Airbnb experience that day was fun. Now, what did I do in the morning? Not much in the morning. Well, Sean made eggs, and eggs and toast and bacon.
Chef Callahan.
Yeah, Sean is a chef. He is. He does. He prides himself on it. He's a really good cook. So he got up and made everything, and that was good. Now, we'd eaten a huge steak dinner, and then we got up and ate a huge breakfast, so I felt terrible. And we went for a 50-minute walk.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
A team walk. I love it.
Was Robin with you?
Yes.
Walk.
It was fun because went to the stadium. We just made our way to the stadium. You had to walk through some woods, walked right by the Paterno house, walked through some neighborhoods, and then you walk there and back. And it was like 3.8 mile walk. So that was good. I felt better after that. Then I went back to the park and did my own thing.
I was gone.
Yeah, I did some fitness at the park right by the Paternos. The guys were kind of freaked out. But you didn't even have to.
Well, what'd you do?
I'm not saying.
We went on the fitness plan.
Nope.
Was it yoga?
Yeah.
Jumping jacks?
Let's just say that. Was there jumping jacks? Is there burpees? Is there any form of burpees?
Burpees in the park.
Yeah. Can you do burpees? I can't.
No,
do
I'm not doing even trying.
Burpees.
So I said,
do them.
Do two burpees.
I can't.
For $100. No. I'm good.
I don't even know that I can. No. So that was good because that lasted until about 1:30. Then came back and watched some Minnesota Northwestern.
That was a fun game.
That game was outstanding.
Actually, it was good. 38-35.
And then we went to the stadium. So it was good. It was perfect. It was perfect.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for
Joey!
You. Joey! 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom
everything.
Application. Include a little more today at 738ag.com. Joey.
Joey's getting some stuff. He's got to be enjoying probably a little bit of moisture right now. I learned this from farmers. You always take rain, no matter what.
Is that right?
Always take rain.
Always take
rain. And right now, I mean, I'm saying it's 99.2% that all the crops are out. So let it rain. Let it happen. We'll take the moisture.
Good. There is corn in Pennsylvania, too.
Is there? Awesome.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right over by the house.
Well, it's a wooded area. We talked about that.
Yeah, it's a wood.
The interstate's wooded.
We were right by a wooded area. It was interesting.
You see any deer?
There's deer back there. There's fox and coyote.
Coyote.
Yes. So we.
Is any bear?
No, there's no there
wouldn't, bears in Pennsylvania.
No, there wouldn't be. The one thing I'd say about the game that went really smoothly.
Yes, let's get to that right now.
I started writing my column in the second quarter.
That does help you out.
And was done by the end of the game. I'd seen this movie so many times. I told Robin, I know what's going to happen. I mean, come on. Mid second quarter, it was very clear what was going
to
happen.
Well, at halftime, it was 23-3 Penn State.
Right.
Final score, of course, 37-10. Penn State takes down Nebraska, the first team to have 400-plus yards against Nebraska all season, which has been a pride point for this defense and this team.
Kind of an overrated stat.
Very overrated. But Nebraska has a nice opening drive that gets stuffed, fourth and goal at the three-yard line. And then Penn State just responds going 7 plays, 98 yards in 4 minutes, 7 seconds, and it was never really a game. Ever after that.
Fourth and 1-2 is what that was. Nebraska looked rushed to me. I don't know about you guys. I'm watching from the press box, which is, I don't know, I can barely tell there's even a game going on from where I'm at, but it looked like Nebraska's operation was rushed. Did they run the B gap?
It was a B gap play.
Yeah,
tried
to hammer it through the B gap and boom.
Yeah.
So that was it for that.
What was the talk in the press box? Was it like, should we take the three? Was it like the Michigan game where it's like, hey, maybe take the three?
That's a good question, Bill.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. I wouldn't even have considered that. Just do it. Just try it. You got you have the Big Ten's leading rusher back there. I don't know. And I'm not going to you don't do this either. And I appreciate it. You can't really second guess the call that much. It's Monday morning quarterback stuff. I'm not big on, you hand the ball off. I don't think the play call was bad. Everything looked rush operationally.
It was a little bit off. It was a little off. They were trying to get a personnel grouping into the game.
They had
a certain big personnel grouping they were getting into the game. But in the end, they were set. They were fine. It wasn't like the play clock. It was snapped at 1 second or anything. So
then hammered him. I mean, somebody just hammered him.
It was a linebacker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom. I mean, just that was it. you know? And then what happened with Penn State all game is they just, okay, now again, I'm way far away. I can barely tell what's going on. But it looked like they were attacking the edge really well in their run game.
They got to the edges. Throughout the game, they had counter. They had several different type of runs that they had. So they were able to. But they did. They got the edge on a couple different occasions for some big plays.
Yeah, Catron Allen finished with 25 carries, 160. Nicholas Singleton, 7 carries, 44.
That's shocking, I thought. Just 7 carries.
Yeah. Catron Allen has taken over as their dude. They did exact. I mean, the game is exactly what you thought, right? Penn State's going to hammer away at Nebraska. And I guess there's a lot of people that are critical of me in my column saying, what did you expect? Why would you be so hard on Nebraska? What would you expect? I'm like, okay, I guess we're just doing that now. I mean, yeah.
How about you're 7-3 playing a 3-6 team? Go win a football game.
No, that's not what people said, though. They're just like, what would you expect? Nebraska to stop the run? Are you kidding? Oh, okay.
Come on, fire up. Yeah. Come on. So that's what that cause you to think.
That's Steph? Where we're at now.
Well, was
that's what, where we're at? Just give in to it completely. What? All right, I'm sorry. I'll calm down.
No, please don't.
What was so?
Tell me to calm down.
No.
The most play the music.
Not going to.
Play Eagles.
Phil's got a question for you.
The most things that was
take it easy.
The things that was said the most, which I want to know what the media part of it was, which the stuff that I read and saw after post game, was there was 2 weeks of prep.
There's that too. Yeah.
There was 2 weeks of prep. What was the take from the media on the? Of you guys as you're talking through your as amongst yourselves.
There was no grand takes. I mean, it was just like I said, it was just like, I'm telling you, Bill, it was even amongst the media, it was kind of a shoulder shrug. Like, what'd you expect? You know, I mean, the game was over pretty early. Everybody's just scurrying to write. You can write early and then the game's done. And then the press conference lasted 10 minutes and it's over. It's sort of, I don't know. I don't want to go. I want to be positive. I'm going to be positive.
You don't have to be. I mean, it was 37-10. I mean, you went out there for a butt kicking once again.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess that's what most people expected. So if you question it, they're like, I got a lot of that yesterday. What did you expect? Penn State's really good, Sipple. That was the other thing. Me and Sean butted heads on hard. Like, no, God, Sipple, Penn State's got like, they were picked to win it all. You know, I'm like, they lost to UCLA and Northwestern.
They were 0-6 in conference play at one point. Then they beat Michigan
State. See what they did against Michigan State? I'm like, I don't know. They won 28-10. It took them until the fourth quarter to put them away. I mean,
these are fair. Yeah. These are proper responses, by the way.
No, they're not.
How you fired back is exactly what you should have said.
Wasn't the game at Michigan State like tied at halftime?
Yeah,
it was not a blowout to the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Dude, Indiana. I mean, they're the only ones to push Indiana. No, they're not the only ones to push.
I will push Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, no.
What is that?
4-6.
What are you trying to say? Is the fans saying that? What are you trying to say that it's okay that?
That's a lot of that. Like
you just say it's fine because they almost beat these teams but didn't?
I think
that they're going to kick your butt and you should be fine with that?
I guess.
I don't get that.
I'm not
I'll
sure
never either. Understand that perspective or no, that angle,
no,
ever.
No, I don't
either. It will never make sense to me at all.
I don't. I mean, Nebraska was 7-3. I thought they could manage their way to a close game and maybe pull it off. Oh, that's crazy. I guess that's crazy.
Yeah. Why?
I did not think that was crazy. I thought it'd be a 20. I thought Nebraska would win 27-24.
Yeah.
Or if they would have lost 27-24, I wouldn't have been even remotely like, oh, that's crazy that we didn't win. Like, no, okay, I can see that. But no, it had to be, you know, 23-3 at halftime.
Halftime and done. Game's over. Game's over at halftime. I mean,
It was crazy. This is almost worse. They did it without even having any turnovers. They didn't have a fumble, any crippling pick. Like, this was just a straight-up butt-kicking without the sloppy football play of a bad pick six or a fumble.
Nebraska tried.
Just got pummeled.
They played 5 linemen. They tried some things, but it didn't help. It didn't help the edge situation. I don't know what that's been a problem all year. I'm not smart enough to diagnose it. I don't want to identify the players, but there's some guys that just don't. They just don't handle it very well.
Yeah, and then one stat that kind of gets overlooked is the quarterback.
Oh, God,
He was 11 for 12.
Okay, Bill, this is where you need
your
help. He was
11 for 12 play-action shots on deep over routes.
And he had all day at times, too, when he was throwing.
And he had a couple good scrambles, too. He played really well.
Ethan Grunkemeyer, the name.
Yes. Yeah, 11, 12, 181. So Nebraska,
11 completions for 181. That's pretty good.
Okay, so is that because Nebraska was so dialed in on the run that they had to maybe their pass coverage was compromised a little?
It makes it it's like anything else. If you're running the ball well, play action becomes an issue, and they were able to get some deep over routes off of play action, which are some version of cover three beaters is kind of what they were when they had the open zones in there. But Nebraska, I was watching them for the most part. Even number of times I said to my wife, I go, they're really flat, meaning that they were very committed to the run. When I say flat, means they were not in a lot of two highs, a lot of one high, and sometimes even that was almost had like almost a cover zero look to it. The one run, they had about a 10-yard touchdown run. I think it was a third and about eight or nine. Yeah. Like that. That was a zero blitz that got creased. That's what happened on that. But no, they were there were Nebraska was very aggressive defensively.
They were
not outnumbered in the box. They were not like, well, we were light all the time because they were throwing it so well.
But you guys saw it on TV, much better view. It didn't look, I know on the first series I wrote down Nebraska got penetration on one play. I mean, they were committing a lot of guys to the run, but it wasn't like they were getting a lot of penetration.
No, the whole game.
No. So, again, I guess I don't want to be obnoxious here. I just thought what could happen is Nebraska could hang in there against the run. Just hang in there. They're not going to stop it. I knew that. But I thought they could hang in there enough and maybe the key would be how they hang in the fourth quarter when you start getting tired and all that. But that didn't happen. They were hammering away early. They weren't controlling the run early. I thought maybe you could control it. But they didn't.
I just want to know, Breakers 464-5685.
Text in.
If you're in the fan base of people that Sip's talking about that, they're saying, what did you expect? That you're okay with that, and that's just, what are we doing here? You're in year three of a head coach. You're trying to compete, I would think, to become a playoff team, right? Is the goal here to become a playoff team eventually, if not soon?
We were talking about this year.
Right? This year. Yeah. The schedule, once again, looking back, was not hard.
No, it was easier than we ever could imagine.
Like, you're playing Iowa on Friday, who has played Oregon. They put Indiana. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Iowa State was not, they were good at the time, of course, not great at the end of the year.
Kind of coming back,
Jake. But they played two of the top three teams. You didn't play any of them.
You'll never get a schedule again like this. I think the teams NU has beaten in the conference this year are 29-48.
Say that again.
29-48. The teams that Nebraska has beaten in the conference. Non-conference opponents are 14-29. It's the easiest schedule in decades.
And you know, 9-4 is still possible with the win over Iowa in a bowl game?
That's the thing. You don't want to go too far with criticism because they can beat Iowa. They can.
Iowa. I mean, it was
horrific.
It was a miracle
Saturday.
Win against Michigan
State.
They looked so bad. It was
Michigan State.
They were down 17-7 in the fourth.
They were.
You can beat Iowa.
It was terrible.
In fact, you probably should beat
Iowa. Oh, you should beat Iowa. This should not be like, I don't know if we can hang in there because I will. We talk about Penn State. Penn State is much better than Iowa. Although Iowa did beat them. They get that.
I know. That's the thing. It's weird, isn't it?
But still, Iowa does not have a running back close to either one of the two. That Penn State has.
So they have.
They don't.
Mouton.
Moulton.
Thank you.
And the quarterback at that time, Grunkenmeyer. That was his.
Brunowski? Or what's about Penn State quarterback? Or?
Yeah,
Penn State quarterback.
Yeah, Grunkenmeyer.
Ethan Grunkenmeyer.
That was his first start. Yeah. So if they played again right now, Penn State would beat him by two touchdowns.
Oh, so that was
like his first game.
That was Grunkenmeyer first.
Was it his first game or second game?
First or second, yeah.
Yeah,
it was. It was very, you know, so that's how he started out. And he's different. He's better now than even what he was against Michigan State.
The thing about Iowa, though, guys, is they I mean, but you're the football expert here. They attack the edge with the outside zone, right? They just hammer it.
They're nowhere close running back-wise, though.
No, but they don't. That isn't what they do.
They're good. But what I don't know about Iowa was you talked about, Jake brought it up, did some incredible sleuthing, that Iowa was beat up at running back. I mean, at O-line.
They're beat up front.
And I don't know where they are for what the Michigan State, did they play in that game?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Where would they be for the Nebraska game? Because they did not, and I will say this, though, Michigan State, look fairly stout defensively. And what they actually looked like.
They look good.
Like, I go, they look pretty good.
I know.
I'm looking at them going like,
thank
hang
you
on
for
now.
Saying that.
I go, hold up. These guys look pretty good.
I thought that in Lincoln.
Yeah.
None of these teams ever looked too bad to me. Northwestern close.
But
they're not a bad team. Yeah. They just don't have the dude.
Minnesota's probably when you do the game the comparison game, which I said, hey, easy on that one. When you look at it and you see that, you know, Iowa beats them 45-3. They've been beaten so bad, and then they get beat by Northwestern. It's like you look at that loss. I mean, Northwestern put 38 on them.
They did.
They put 38 points on them.
Stone was magnificent.
Yeah.
For the first time,
I will say
this. For the first time in his life.
No, he was 15 for 15 the second half. He couldn't. Remember, I told you.
Where'd that come from?
I text you guys in the Nebraska game. He threw a 12-yard curl, and it took all he had. He about threw his hips out of joint.
I remember that.
It was insane.
I remember the play vividly.
And it was so bad. It was like, oh, man, look at this. And then all of a sudden, I'm watching the other day, and he's whipping it around.
But, tight windows. 301 yards. I think he threw for 301. He exceeded 300.
Minnesota allows 38 to Northwestern, 41 to Iowa, and 6 to Nebraska.
Yeah, so in the compare game, it's a very odd an odd one. What do you get from the text line, Jake?
Well,
am I getting hammered?
No. No, absolutely not, because people are, you know, it's apathy. That's an apathy thing you're talking about, where we're trying to fight that. And that's why people are excited about this offseason. But, hey, dark horse playoff team. That fights apathy if you actually do it and follow up. But if you do this thing at Penn State, you beat 37-10. That's when people try to hide their emotions again so they don't get hurt again.
I mean, what I heard a lot of yesterday is that I didn't write an overly critical column. I just said there's, you know, it was critical enough. And I said that Butler probably should knock off saying that when we question the run defense, that's low-hanging fruit.
Okay.
Well, like, no, it's not. Yeah. It's not. They got to be like 95th in the country now. They're 92nd going in. Yeah. It's not just us picking on anybody. It's they didn't stop the run.
How about 39 carries for 231 yards, 5.9 yards per carry, Penn State?
But, again, the thing is, they are 7-4.
You said the wins they've had,
like you said, Steve's right with the schedule. When you go back and look, it's like Michigan home true freshman quarterback. Was the game unwinnable?
No.
Was USC unwinnable?
No. They stink
in
the cold.
I didn't think this game was unwinnable.
No.
That's why there's some dismay. I didn't think it was unwinnable, and it was over at halftime. Yeah. So, and then, you know, the posture was just, let's move on. We have a short week, and that's it. It's like
you
treat
always
it like the game didn't happen. I mean,
that happens too often.
Yeah, like, this is what it is. I mean,
you had an opportunity to get a big November win against not a great football team. It was before the season, but a banged up team that lost their
coach. That's the other thing. I had a guy attack me on the internet that said, "Sipple, Penn State has incredible talent." I'm like, incredible talent?
No, they don't.
Yeah. They don't have incredible talent. Ohio State has incredible talent on defense. Who has incredible talent? I don't think Penn State has incredible talent.
They have talent, but not.
Yeah, they're good. They're really good.
At some point in time, also, if you're a Penn State fan, you can't put away that the game started there 4-6. You can't put away.
I don't know how you just dismiss that.
Dismiss that you went to UCLA and lost. That you went to that
you
Northwestern
and
came
you
in and
how does
you
a
lost?
Team with incredible talent end up 4-6? If it had incredible talent, it would win those games, but not look very good. Yeah. Maybe have a couple losses. No, they don't have incredible talent. They're good. They're a good team. A lot of second to fourth rounders. You know, a lot of guys like that. Although, you know, that 33,
Dennis Sutton.
Yeah, I was looking at stuff yesterday. He's projected like a fourth rounder. Like, I didn't see incredible talent. They looked incredible at times against Nebraska, particularly Catron Allen.
We'll have more on this game as the show goes on. But if you're hungry right now for breakfast, brunch, or lunch Lincoln, Bill, where did you send the breakers this morning?
The Bird.
Early Bird is open.
Early.
It opened up 12 minutes ago.
It is not late.
For you at 19th and K with free spacious parking. They've got breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. Free parking all the way till 2 p.m. every day. 19th and K. Early Bird. When we come back, it was a good day for the Big Ten because Oregon did their job. That's next on Early Break in the Ticket.